This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
Buy or sell Rashid Shaheed. Look, he's not going to stay on this pace because this pace is just absolutely ridiculous. But buy or sell the idea of Rashid Shaheed entering this conversation of potentially a top 25 wide receiver in the NFL.
Well, I mean, top 25 is tough just because the league is really crowded. But I am buying. I'm not buying that he's going to catch a post route touchdown every single game. I'm not buying that. But okay. I am buying the performance so far this year for a litany of reasons. One, I think Shaheed's a good player. You go back and look at the RP profile from this past year, from 2023. Really good results there. I thought he was a player who shined, obviously, on the deep routes. I mean, that was going to be obvious. Just watching him, you could tell he's got the juice. That post route, sure. I mentioned, he ran a post route on 15% of his charted routes in 2023 and with an 80% success rate, which is pretty bonkers. But also look at the rest of the in-breaking route success rates. Dig route good, curl route, slant routes, all this stuff. He doesn't break that well to the outside.
For any of our subscribers, if you like go and look at Rashid Shaheed's route chart, it's the funniest thing, man. Yeah, it is. It's everything that's either straight or in breaking is green, and everything out breaking is red. Even the flat route is red for Rashid.
I know.
Shaheed. It's the funniest. It's the funniest route chart, man.
It's got to be. And obviously it gets the Ben Stiller, he can't turn left thing. And uh-huh. He gets the Zoolander treatment. Of course, just because the route chart is designed this way, there are also outbreaking routes that turn right. So he can indeed turn left. A couple of those banger post routes have been breaking to the left. Okay, so mm-hmm. he can turn mm-hmm. left, can Rashid Shaheed. Let's just dispel that notion right now. But man, number one, good player. He's a solid route runner. He's got so much juice, and he is just perfectly deployed in this offense, man. He is exactly like when you saw Clint Kubiak get hired by the Saints, you just had to think, dude, Rashid Shaheed in motion, Let's go. Doing this type of stuff, it's picture perfect. It was picture perfect in theory. It has been just about picture perfect in practice so far. So I am buying to a certain degree. Obviously, he's not going to keep at this pace, like you said, but he's a real player. He's going to continue to be a really productive and positive player for the Saints. I'm buying on that.
One of his most impressive reception perception metrics that I found was, we're talking about this dude who is 180 pounds, 74th percentile versus press coverage on 18.5% of his routes, man. That's impressive. That is pretty good, given his skill set and given his size. That was really surprising. I certainly was not expecting to see that in regards to his press success rates. Okay.
Well, and this is critical too, James, because they are playing a lot of heavy personnel. They have a lot of tight ends. They have a Taysom Hill. They've got running backs they want to get on the field.
Yeah.
They're not slot receiver, BS doing the things with Rashid Shaheed. He's got to play some outside receiver. So his press success rate is pretty critical. By the way, I have to say this on the pod.
Okay.
The audacity of Derek Carr to throw that ball to Rashid Shaheed, the touchdown against the Cowboys. Have you seen this throw on film yet, man? Live, it looks crazy, but on film, it is absurd. It's not quite the Anthony Richardson, Alec Pierce touchdown in week one, because Richardson did not even have his feet. He was, getting in pressure.
Yeah, he's on the move.
Reset the whole thing. He's barely set, but still, it's open, but it's not week one Panthers. What are you doing, JC Horn? Open. It's a keyhole he fits that thing through. I mean, Carr is feeling it right now. And that's why I'm buying the Rashid Shaheed stuff too, because Carr is feeling it. The whole offense is feeling it. I love what I'm seeing in New Orleans right now.